back from the President's Day holiday. It's great to see you and have you watching CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. Today's show starts with a number, 780 million. That's almost half the population of China. It's more than twice the population of the United States. And 780 million is the number of Chinese under some form of travel restriction as their government tries to stop the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. As we've reported, it's spread around the world, but China has been hardest hit. 70,000 people there have been infected with the virus. 1,770 have died there from it. That's about 2.5% of those who catch the disease in China. Deaths have also been reported in Hong Kong, the Philippines, Japan, and France, and cases have been reported in more than 24 countries on almost every continent. There's no vaccine or cure for the new coronavirus. Some people get severe symptoms and develop pneumonia. Some people have almost no symptoms at all. And quarantines have been put in place in China and abroad in an effort to protect those who don't have it from those who do. Aboard the Diamond Princess, that's a cruise ship that's been docked in Japan for 2 weeks. At least 456 people have tested positive for the coronavirus. There were roughly 3,700 people aboard in total. More than 300 Americans who were on the ship have been allowed to travel back to the U.S., but they'll reportedly be quarantined again on American soil for another 14 days. The World Health Organization, which is part of the United Nations, is not officially classifying the new coronavirus as a pandemic, a disease epidemic that spreads throughout the world. Officials there say they're not seeing the virus spread widely in individual communities outside of China. But for those inside China, the scenes are eerie and the economic impact is growing.